Thank you for holding. Is this Richard?
Yes, it is.
The fourth?
Yes.
My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a busy day. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of this works?
I guess it'd just be a monthly cost, and if it ever wasn't really working out or couldn't afford it anymore, I could just cancel that. I think she said it was month by month, right?
Yeah, it's a month-to-month service. Everybody that's up there now is coming back at their own will. They're not binded to any kind of contract.
Okay. Do you find that it generally benefits businesses? And I know, most people, if they're looking for the services we provide, they go to Google.
Right.
So I guess do you hear much about from the companies that are on that are listed there?
I've been doing it for 10 years. It's the most profitable way to market a business. It's been that way for the last 15 years. That's why I got into this industry.
Okay.
It's almost considered an essential service nowadays. I mean, if you're not findable to your customers, it's going to be pretty hard to generate clients.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this is catching them at the moment that they're doing the search, which is where 90% of them are actually going to make their decision. Most people aren't going to page two when they're doing a search on Google. They're going to pick the top recommended guys that are, they can verify on Google that are legit and they have reviews and everything. They have a website they can review. So we make sure you have all those credibility factors. We do your Google verification and build your site for you, make sure you're listed for the right services and in the right areas. So that way the calls that are coming through, they're qualified prospects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a great question, though, especially because we see you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, too. Those guys use Google advertising to get the leads that they sell. So you're basically already buying leads that came from Google. The problem is those ones are going to be like resold to a couple other people. And I know they charge you a lead fee for every one, even if you don't get the job.
Yeah.
With this, we don't charge per lead. We let the customers call you directly right off the first page. So they'll actually dial your number and go to you directly. And we don't charge per lead or click or call. So you'll know exactly what you're spending each month. It's just a flat rate, $299.
Okay. So it's basically $300 a month?
It's $299 exactly, and that's with the website included.
Okay. How long do you think that this spot will be open on the first page? I'll have to talk with my business partner about it.
As a Google partner, usually what we do or what Google asks us to do is fill it same day. So they'll actually create a list of the guys that qualify, and then they send that over to my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were speaking with, and they'll go down that list pre-screening. And then so pretty much once I hang up with you, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill the listing. Do you think this is something that your partner is going to be opposed to you giving a shot on a month-to-month basis?
I think the biggest thing is just going to be the expense.
Right.
And $300 a month for us right now is going to be a little steep.
Well, you got to look at a couple of things, too, though, Richard. I mean, you started a business, right? And the business, you got to exist on Google, even if you're not doing the Google advertising. So, like, even if you left us, we still verify your online listings so that way you guys even exist as a business. And we're building your .com site. So, I mean, even if you just tried it for a month and you canceled, that would still put you far ahead of where you are now from a marketing perspective and an online presence. Not that I think that'll happen, but just worst-case scenario, right? Best-case scenario and what we think is going to be the ultimate thing is you're going to wind up canceling Home Advisor by Angie's once you see it work, and it's going to generate consistent flow for you guys to continue to use this for years.
Okay. So the three we pay $300 basically now. You'll build us a site, a website.
Correct.
Will I have, like, managerial access to that website?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll have full access to everything. We're going to purchase the domain. We'll develop all the content and provide hosting for you, but you have full access to it. We even have an app that you could download to your mobile device, you and your partner. It allows you to oversee all the listings, all the leads that you're getting, what keywords or services they looked up. I mean, there'll be a full pipeline there. If you're missing calls, you could still go back and call them back. So we have all the fundamental tools that you'll need in order to make it as easy as possible on you.
Okay. And if I was to cancel, the site is still there?
Correct, but you'll need a host. You'll need a host. All websites need a host. All right, the host is what keeps the content on the site. So if you were to cancel it, you'll have a domain, but you're going to, again, want a host. We can just still do hosting for you if you don't want to do the first page placement on Google, or you can, you know, go to GoDaddy or Wix.com and get a hosting charge. That way the content all stays on it.
Okay. So what would a rate be, like, if down the road we needed to decrease costs or something? Do you know what it would cost us for y'all to continue hosting, just not have the first page?
Yeah, so for us it's $50 a month, but you could get a better deal than that through, like, GoDaddy or Wix. I think GoDaddy has them at, like, $25 a month, you know. But while you're using our service and you're doing this first page placement at $299 month to month, I mean, we're putting the hosting in there for you at no extra cost. I don't think you're ever going to leave. I mean, you're thinking more worst case scenario. We're presenting you with an offer that we think is going to stick. We're not looking for somebody where we're going to build them a website, do all this work, and then have them gone next month. You know, we're looking at data going, okay, you know, there's a high search volume in this area. If this guy's able to just get one or two of them on a worst case scenario, he's still going to make enough to continue to use the service and want to use the service long term. And that's what where we're coming from. We want somebody we're going to be able to work with for, you know, 6 months, 12 months, years.
Okay.
I still have the first guy I signed up 10 years ago. He's in the DFW area of Texas. He's a roofing contractor. So. Yeah. But we always start them out once a month. So that way, you know, you can evaluate it. We don't want anybody on board with us that doesn't want to be there or getting calls from people off Google if they don't want those calls, you know.
Okay. So that's a little bit of time. Would I be able to do, like, a yearly? Is there, like, a discounted yearly rate?
Yeah. We do have an annual package that you could opt into since you've qualified already for the placement. If you wanted to do a year prepay, you could do it for $2,500. It'll actually save you $1,100 even with the discounted pricing structure that you're on now.
Okay. Well, I'll be willing to try the month by month.
You'll love it. I mean, like I said, it's not a cold call. We did our research. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then we know that this will be a good fit. I'll probably save you money and make you more at the same time by not having to pay those lead fees.
Okay.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. But when I submit this profile, they're going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that PIN to?
So that PIN, when someone Googles, that's the address the business will be?
Yeah, I could hide it for you too, though, if you don't want it displayed. It's just more so for you to actually receive that PIN verification letter. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that PIN verification letter that I'll need from you when it comes in.
Okay. Use 711.
Okay.
B. Congress Parkway.
You said C Congress Parkway?
B.
Oh, B.
711B.
Okay.
Congress Parkway.
B. Congress Parkway. This is coming up. Is B like a suite number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
I
found it. Is it south or north?
South.
South. Okay. I gotcha. And then I'll put suite B. There we go. I found it. 37303?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll hide the street address. So it'll just say Athens, TN, and then it'll have, well, they abbreviate the state, and then 37305. You want that hidden, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody's going to be able to get turn-by-turn directions to that location. And then what's your last – oh, your last name's Harrell. Do you always put the fourth on at the end of everything?
No, I just write Richard Harrell.
Okay. Because I'm going to send the invoice receipt. You could write it off here in, like, less than a month. And New Year's right around the corner.
Okay.
Okay. Let me update. All right. And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing as well?
It's my first and last, Richard Harrell.
Okay.
The number 4 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. Update. Okay. Verify this is valid. Valid email. Okay, perfect. And then this phone number that we're on right now is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
7 to 3:30 Monday. And Saturday and Sunday, you want to go by appointment only or close?
Closed.
Closed, okay. Submit. All right, and you could accept cash, check, and card?
We prefer cash or check.
No card, okay. Usually with the contractors, they do split payments. So they'll do like in thirds or halves. Okay. All right, so we'll go cash check, no card. Okay. All right, verify, PIN being sent. Okay, and just to confirm, the business name, Richard Harrell, and the and is going to be an asterisk sign, and then Sons Construction Co. Incorporated?
Yes.
Okay. I got Co. and Inc. at the end here.
Yeah.
All right. And then do you have a logo for the business or picture examples of work that you've done in the past?
I do. I don't really have access right now to send anything over. Could I email something over later?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sending you my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you that email. I wasn't anticipating you sending them over right now. This was just more so I want to make sure that you actually have them, and then I'm sending the contact information. Okay.
Okay.
So let me know when you get both of those text messages.
Yes, I got the text.
Okay, perfect. So one of them has my direct number and extension. If you need help with it, just call in. And then let me see here. Perfect. All right. And then we're going to do a client interview. So client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. This is where we're going to interview you on the business, Richard. So we'll go over like all the services you provide, the service area you cover, and then of course we'll get started on your website, purchase the domain, get a general idea on how you want that to look. What's a good time later today where I could circle back with you?
How late do you work?
So the latest that I can do today would be between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
And 6 and 7 Eastern.
Or I could do tomorrow anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay. Let's plan on tomorrow like 7 p.m. We're working late this week.
I gotcha. Well, it's between 6 and 7, so actually close at 7.
Okay.
I try to... Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and I will also text you 1 hour before this appointment just as a reminder, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment?
Can I use a card?
Sure. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, let me make sure to add the business name in here. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
Take the B off of it.
Okay, let me update.
Take the B off of it.
Okay. All right, perfect. But city, state, zip is all the same? Athens, Tennessee?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4046.
4046.
0112 0114 0294 0294 2913 2913.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0226.
Oh, 226, and then three-digit code on the back.
865.
Okay, and there's a security question, just as an added form of protection for you. There's three options here. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those works best?
Mother's maiden name, I guess.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Richard?
McDaniel. McDaniel.
Okay. It says verify McDaniel. All right. Answers match. All right. Perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and we'll be good to go until the client interview tomorrow. I'll also send you everything in writing here while I have you on the line. And then there's a Google verification form that you're going to have to fill out as well. But let me get you through this voice verification. Now, if I say anything during the voice verification, Richard, that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I can always rephrase it for you and make sure we're transparent. All right. So you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Richard Harrell & Sons Construction Company, Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Richard Harrell, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided, correct?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Richard, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time? Richard?
You hear me?
Oh, now I can. Yeah, I lost you for a second there. Did you get that last one?
I'm trying towards the wind. Yes.
No, I hear you. Okay. So, yeah, it says to be responsive to us and your clients within a reasonable period of time, so like 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
Okay. We usually want you to practice immediate response time for your customers, but I know you guys get booked up sometimes, so that's just part of the business. It says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have. It's more so just after today, if you're going to add anything, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So I said we already know what you're currently using. It's just saying anything after today that you're going to do online, try to double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. We don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have.
Okay.
Okay. Having two listings will create a discrepancy. So I set you up on what's called a platinum package. You're going to see in your service agreement, it'll have everything outlined in writing that we're doing for you. So there's more than just the Google listing that we have to host in order for you to have that first page placement. So it'll have full transparency on everything we're doing for you. And there's other things that you could opt into, too, that are no extra cost, like Yelp or Yellow Pages or Thumbtack if you want those listings as well.
Okay.
All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're first creating your Google business profile from scratch like this. But it is month to month. If you're not binded to any kind of contract, it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 4th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for that platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website designed for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to renew each month automatically on the fourth day. It'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle, and that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process this payment. I know you're out in the field, so I'll try to get everything going quickly here. When the payment clears, you're going to get a text message. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have a link to your service agreement in there, and it'll ask you to sign the bottom of that. That's also been sent over to you in email, so that way you have everything in black and white saved. And then there's another form that'll say pictures needed for Google verification. Again, like your photos for your and your logo and your photos for the website. You don't have to do that all right now for the photos, okay? But try to get that into us as soon as you can. I mean, it's Monday. I would hope that we have everything by Wednesday, Thursday this week. All right. And then as long as you can confirm that you got those two things, I'll let you go, and then we could circle back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So let me know you got those last two texts there. Okay. Yeah, so one should say, Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I got that one. I've not gotten a second.
Okay. I'm going to manually force this one through. It's usually automated. And the second one will say photos needed for Google verification. Now, the Google verification photos are going to seem a little weird, probably. It's like it asks you for pictures of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. It'll ask for license and insurance. You could hide your license plate number. Guys ask me that all the time. You could put your finger over it when you take the picture. They're just more so looking for make and model of the vehicle and the state matches with the state that you're PIN verified in. Now, it does state if you're missing any of these things, it's not going to stop us from placing you. This is more so you get that badge for Google verification. But we still want you to have that badge. So if you are missing something, we just three-way call Google and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
It's a huge credibility factor. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard and say thank you for signing up. You have my direct number and extension, as well as we have 24/7 customer service. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to give us a shout, okay?
All right.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.